Hi everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Emma. Hi everyone.
So yesterday we introduced something called Hogmanay, which is the word used in Scotland to mean the start of the new year on January the 1st.
It's a very important festival in Scotland, and there are a lot of big parties to celebrate it, particularly in Edinburgh, the capital of Scotland.
The word Hogmanay itself might come from the Old Scottish Gaelic language, though experts think the word and many of the customs might have originated in France.
Just like for Chinese New Year, there are some special traditions for Hogmanay. One of these is cleaning your house and getting rid of all the ash in your fire.
People also want to pay all of their debts before midnight so they can start the year not owing anyone money.
So today we're going to look at some of the other things that people do for Hogmanay, particularly at the big street party in Edinburgh.
Reading
Hogmanay, Scotland's biggest street party.The biggest Hogmanay tradition is holding street parties in Edinburgh. About 100,000 people show up for this event each year. Parties take place all over the city, but the biggest is on Prince's Street and in the nearby gardens. You need a special street party pass to get into this one, so people need to book ahead.During the street party celebration, there are fireworks displays and a torchlight parade. People carrying burning torches walk through the city, filling it with light. In the past, people would also light bonfires, throw torches, and roll burning barrels down hills. This is impossible in Edinburgh these days,But the customs are still followed in parts of the Highlands. At the parties, people dance, sing songs, and enjoy a few strong drinks to drive away the cold. As midnight approaches, people fall silent, then start the countdown. When the new year begins, people join hands and sing. The parties continue all night long.In fact, it's a good thing that January 1st is a public holiday.
So the second part of our article begins by saying, the biggest Hogmanay tradition is holding street parties in Edinburgh.
Next, the article says, about 100,000 people show up for this event each year.
That is a lot of people.
Yeah, that
and
is.
And I've seen photos and friends have told me, and these parties are huge. The streets are absolutely packed. But in that sentence, we use the phrase show up. And to show up means to arrive at a place or attend a particular event. For example, all of my friends showed up to celebrate my birthday with me.
Show up 有现身出席某个场合的意思。All of my friends showed up to celebrate my birthday, 就是我的朋友,全部的朋友都有来庆祝我的生日。Next, the article says, parties take place all over the city, but the biggest is on Prince's Street and in the nearby gardens.
Okay, in that sentence we use the phrase take place, which means to occur or happen. We often use it for when or where something is going on. Now, anyone who listened to yesterday's article, and you really should have, but if you didn't, I used to study in Edinburgh when I was at university. I spent a year there, and so I can explain this a little bit. Prince's Street, where the big party takes place, is one of the main streets in Edinburgh. It's a really long one, a quite wide one, and it's right next to the main train station, but it is also on one side of a valley. So it kind of looks out, and a bit further down, there are some gardens, and across the valley is a very very large hill, and on top of that hill is Edinburgh Castle, which at night is all lit up very beautifully. So with the gardens, with the Prince's Street, with a castle across this valley, you can imagine that it's a really big area with some really great views.
Sounds really nice, I see. But still, with 100,000 people showing up, the event needs to be organized. That's why the article says you need a special street party pass to get into this one. So people need to book ahead.
Okay, when we say get into this one, by this one we mean this party, the party on Prince's Street. And you need a street party pass or you can't join in. Now, these sell out quickly, which is why our article says you need to book one ahead, or book ahead, meaning in advance.
The article goes on to describe what happens during this party. It says, during the street party celebration, there are fireworks displays and a torchlight parade.
Okay, we have quite a few words in this sentence we need to take a look at. The first one is celebration, spelled C-E-L-E-B-R-A-T-I-O-N, celebration, which means an occasion or party when you celebrate something. So we could talk about a birthday celebration, a celebration for a high school graduation, or really any occasion where you get together and have fun for a special event. It's for a reason. You're celebrating something.
Right. Celebration 是庆典、庆祝、派对的意思。动词是 celebrate, C-E-L-E-B-R-A-T-E, celebrate. And at that celebration, there are fireworks.
Exactly. So a firework, F-I-R-E-W-O-R-K, firework, pluralized as fireworks, and we often use the plural form. Anyway, a firework is a small container filled with powder that either burns or explodes to produce coloured lights and noise in the sky. And of course, there are big fireworks at Taipei 101 on December 31st, and people will set them off during other celebrations. In England, just England, not all parts of the UK, we have something called Bonfire Night or Guy Fawkes Night, which takes place on November the 5th, and they always have fireworks displays on that night.
Firework 是烟火，通常呢，我们用复数形来使用。And in addition to fireworks displays, there are parades.
Yeah, that's right. A parade, P-A-R-A-D-E, parade is a public celebration when musical bands, brightly decorated vehicles, and so on move down one or more streets. So in Taiwan, there is an army parade on Double Ten Day, and an army parade is when the soldiers in uniform and some of their vehicles just march or go down a street.
Parade 是庆祝类的游行活动，或者是刚才派老师说的10月10号的那个国庆阅兵典礼。那示威游行要叫做 protest demonstration。Protest, 抗议 P-R-O-T-E-S-T, demonstration, D-E-M-O-N-S-T-R-A-T-I-O-N, protest demonstration.And it also says the one in Edinburgh is a torchlight parade.
That's right. Here we're using the word torchlight, T-O-R-C-H-L-I-G-H-T, all one word, torchlight. And that means the parade happens at night, but light is made by people carrying torches, which we'll explain more in the next sentence of the article, which says...People carrying burning torches walk through the city, filling it with light. So a torch, T-O-R-C-H, torch, is a piece of wood that has some material at one end that's on fire and makes light. Now in the UK, we also use the word torch just to mean a flashlight.
Torch 是火把。Torchlight 是 torch 加上 light 这个字，所以也就是火把的光的意思。Torchlight parade 在晚上进行，那人们呢手里面拿着火把呢会照亮整个街道。片语 fill A with B 是用 B 来填满或充满 A， 通常也会以被动语态的形式出现 ，be filled with。 我们可以说 The city is filled with torchlight.
Okay, and people used to do other things for Hogmanay as well. The article says, in the past, people would also light bonfires, throw torches, and roll burning barrels down hills. A bonfire, B-O-N-F-I-R-E, bonfire is a large public fire. It's another thing people in England celebrate with on bonfire night.
Bonfire 是引火或是篝火。大家在引火晚会的时候会看到了燃烧的木材搭建出来的高台。好。Then with all these fires, torches and burning barrels, it sounds dangerous.
Just a little, yes.A barrel, B-A-R-R-E-L, barrel is a large curved container with a flat top and bottom made of wood or metal and used for storing beer, wine, water, fruit and other things. You can seal them tight to stop air getting in or out, so it's a great way to store food and drink.
Barrel 一般指酒桶。橡木桶，但是它也可以是金属的材质哦，里面可以密封存放啤酒、beer、葡萄酒、wine 或者水果等等其他的食品。But a barrel on fire might hurt people.
That's true, which is why the article says this is impossible in Edinburgh these days, but the customs are still followed in parts of the Highlands. So the Highlands, H-I-G-H-L-A-N-D-S, Highlands, are the northern parts of Scotland, where there are fewer people, but a lot more hills, mountains, and beautiful countryside.
Highland 是高地，苏格兰一地是可以分为南部的 Lowlands 低地 Lowlands 低地和北部的 Highlands 高地。高地的人口比较少，有很多的山，但是风景很漂亮。So let's get back to the street parties in Edinburgh. At the parties, people dance, sing songs, and enjoy a few strong drinks to drive away the cold.
Yeah, that's what Scotch or Scottish whiskey is good for.This phrase, drive something away, is today's shortcut for you, so let's listen and find out more.
Shortcut for you!
What are you eating, Winnie?
Can't you tell from the smell? It's my favorite food, stinky tofu!
Why would you do this to me? You know I can't stand that smell.Please, get something to drive away that smell.
Come on, it's not that bad. You don't need to go for a drive.
No, that's not what I meant. To drive away means to be forced to go away.
Oh, I see. To drive away means 驱走. What are you doing?
I'm spraying this perfume to drive away the smell.
I hate the smell of this perfume.
It's payback time.
So to drive something away means to keep that thing away from or out of a particular area. You can use it for real things like drive that cockroach out of my kitchen. Or like our article does with feelings or sensations, such as driving away the cold by making yourself nice and warm with a little scotch.
片语 drive something away 是把某样东西赶离开某个区域，可以用于物品，像是刚才派老师说的，把那只蟑螂赶出我的厨房 ，drive that cockroach out of my kitchen。也可以像文章中的用法，加入主观的感觉。苏格兰人会喝一点 scotch 暖身驱寒 ，to drive away the cold。So people are having a good time at a party.Then, as our article says, as midnight approaches, people fall silent, then start the countdown.
So the countdown, C-O-U-N-T-D-O-W-N, is something you guys will know as you do the same thing in Taiwan at New Year, when you count down from 10 to 1 for the last seconds of the old year.
Countdown 是倒数计时，台湾跨年也会做的，大家都知道吧。So what happens next? Our article says, when the new year begins, people join hands and sing.
So to join hands means to reach out and take people's hands, usually in a big group to form a circle rather than just two people. If it's just two, we can say hold hands.
很多人牵手围成一个圆圈，我们用 join hands. 如果只有两个人要牵手，我们可以说 hold hands. Then the article says the parties continue all night long.
Yeah, in fact, many of them will keep going until the sun comes up again in the morning. That's why our article says, in fact, it's a good thing that January the 1st is a public holiday. We use the phrase, it's a good thing that, and follow it with a noun clause, to show that something is either lucky or a good idea. Like, it's raining. It's a good thing that we bought our umbrellas. When you say this phrase, you can omit the word that, so it's okay to say, it's raining. It's a good thing we brought our umbrellas. It's the same with our article. It would be okay to say, in fact, it's a good thing January the 1st is a public holiday.
It's a good thing that 后面接名词子句，用来表示某件事情很好、很幸运。That 在这里是连接词，负责连接前后两个子句。在口语上呢 ，that 可以省略，所以文章中的 It's a good thing that January 1st is a public holiday 当然可以说成 It's a good thing January the 1st is a public holiday.
Okay, that is the end of our Hogmanay article, so it's time for us to move on to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat!
So today's question is, what are some good things and bad things about street parties?
Well, I enjoy the atmosphere very much. Everyone can have fun, but there are always so many people, so crowded on a street.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's great for the atmosphere, the kind of memories. There's lots of interesting things happening. You'll meet a lot of people, maybe even you didn't know were going to the party. It's like, hey, I didn't know you were here. On the other hand, the crowds can be a bit much.
Right.
That does often mean a lot of litter, trash is left around, and it's always difficult to get home afterwards.
That's true.
I know with the MRT, trying to get the MRT on New Year's Eve is
impossible.
I know it runs all night, but yeah, it's super busy. Okay, in Scotland, they don't have an MRT, so people will kind of find their way home. There will be some special buses, but since it's in the city centre, it may take some people a while to get back to their homes.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's why they wait until morning when the sun comes up and things get a bit easier.
Right.
No one has to work. Okay, that is all we have time for today. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll talk to you again soon. For English for You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Emma.
Bye-bye.
Hogmanay, Scotland's biggest street party. The biggest Hogmanay tradition is holding street parties in Edinburgh. About 100,000 people show up for this event each year. Parties take place all over the city, but the biggest is on Prince's Street and in the nearby gardens. You need a special street party pass to get into this one, so people need to book ahead. During the street party celebration, there are fireworks displays and a torchlight parade. People carrying burning torches walk through the city, filling it with light. In the past, people would also light bonfires, throw torches, and roll burning barrels down hills. This is impossible in Edinburgh these days, but the customs are still followed in parts of the Highlands. At the parties, people dance, sing songs, and enjoy a few strong drinks to drive away the cold. As midnight approaches, people fall silent, then start the countdown. When the new year begins, people join hands and sing. The parties continue all night long. In fact, it's a good thing that January 1st is a public holiday.
Vocabulary Review.
Celebration. The students held a big celebration after they finished their final exams. Fireworks. The children pointed at the bright fireworks coming out of Taipei 101 on New Year's Eve. Parade. The country's army took part in a parade to celebrate the end of the war. Barrel. The people working in the hot sun could get a drink from the barrel of water in the middle of the field.